readings that we heard today. And it's interesting that each one of them, and even the responsorial psalm, have something to do with divine mercy. And today is Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday is a result of a request that Jesus made to St. Faustina Kowalska, a Polish sister in the 1920s and 30s, to ask the Church, the Holy Father, to establish that Sunday, the second Sunday in the octave of Easter, as the Feast of Divine Mercy. Sister Faustina tells us in her diary that Jesus said to her, "Humanity will never find peace until it turns with trust to divine mercy." Today's gospel, Jesus appears in the upper room and tells the disciples, "Peace be with you." And this message is precisely the image of divine mercy. Peace be with you. The Sacred Heart of Jesus has given us everything: redemption, salvation, and sanctification. St. Faustina saw, coming from his heart, two rays of light which illuminated the world. The two rays represent the blood and water from his pierced side. The blood recalls the sacrifice of Golgotha and the mystery of the Eucharist. The water makes us think of our baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit. But what exactly is the divine mercy? Pope Benedict put it this way: Jesus Christ is the divine mercy in person. Encountering Jesus means encountering the mercy of God. The mercy of Jesus is not a cheap grace. It does not presume a trivialization of evil. Jesus carries in his body and on his soul all the weight of evil and all its destructive force. He burns and transforms evil through suffering in the fire of his suffering love. In the message of divine mercy, Jesus expresses his intimate desire to enter into the temple of our heart. But for Jesus to be able to enter into our hearts, we must first open the door of our heart to his divine love. So Jesus knocks gently at our door and awaits our response, reassuring us not to be afraid, but rather to trust always in him. So only in opening our hearts to him may we plunge into the depths of the flows of love and mercy that emanate from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Pope John Paul II, his last divine mercy message, it was a homily that he prepared in April of 2005 that he never got to deliver because he died and was delivered posthumously. And the deceased Pope's words reveal his intense wish for us to understand the breadth of God's divine mercy. He says, and I quote, "As a gift of humanity, which sometimes seems bewildered and overwhelmed by the power of evil, selfishness, and fear, the risen Lord offers his love that pardons, reconciles, and reopens hearts to love. It is a love that converts hearts and gives peace. How much the world needs to understand and accept divine mercy," unquote. So in our responsorial psalm, the Psalm of 118 that we sang today, it tells us, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." So let us take those words into our hearts and make them our own. These words unite the death and resurrection of Jesus with our lives and with the world's history. This miracle of divine mercy has radically changed humanity's destiny. It's a miracle in which has unfolded the fullness of the love of the Father, who, for our redemption, did not even draw back before the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, his only begotten Son. It speaks of God, the Father, who is absolutely faithful to his eternal love for all people. And believing in this love means believing in mercy. So by abandoning ourselves into the love of Jesus, we can learn how to build a civilization of love. A simple act of trustful abandonment to his love is enough to overcome the barriers of darkness and sorrow, of doubt and desperation. The divine mercy of Jesus restores hope to those who feel overwhelmed by the burden of sin. The love of God and the love of one's brothers and sisters are inseparable. Mercy gave form to human relations and community life. It constituted the basis for the sharing of goods. This led to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. The corporal works of mercy deal with the body, like forgiveness. So we should forgive ourselves and those that have hurt us in some way. Here mercy became a concrete way of being neighbor to our neediest brothers and sisters. It is this divine love which must inspire humanity today. If we are to face the crisis of the meaning of life, the challenges of the most diverse needs, and especially the duty to defend the dignity of every person. Thus, the message of divine mercy is about the value of every human being. Each person is precious in God's eyes, and Jesus gave his life for each person. To everyone, the Father gives his Spirit and offers intimacy. So this consoling message is addressed to those who have been afflicted by a particularly harsh trial or crushed by the weight of their sins and have now lost all confidence in life and are tempted to give in to despair. To them, the gentle face of Jesus is offered. Those rays from his heart touch them and shine upon them, warm them, and show them the way, and fill them with hope. Many souls have been consoled by the prayer, "Jesus, I trust in you," which Providence inferred through Saint Faustina. This simple act of abandonment to Jesus dispels the thickest clouds, and lets the rays of light penetrate every life. "Jesus, I trust in you." Saint Faustina wrote in her diary, and I quote, "I feel tremendous pain when I see the sufferings of my neighbors. All my neighbors' sufferings they're in my own heart. I carry their anguish in my heart in such a way that even physically destroys me. I would like all their sorrows to fall upon me in order to relieve my neighbor," unquote. This is the degree of compassion to which love leads us when it takes the love of God as its measure. Mary, Mother of Mercy, help us always to have this trust in your Son, our Redeemer. Help us too, Saint Faustina, whom we remember today with special affection, fixing our weak gaze on the divine Savior's face, we pray, "Jesus, I trust in you."